All right, let's go to Art Torres. He's the chairman of the California State Democratic Party, and he's on the line with us. Art Torres, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You bet.
What does it say about Democratic unity that you now have the lieutenant governor saying he's going to get in this race and the insurance commissioner, John Garamendi?
Well, first of all, we're not in disarray. We're very well organized. We've been winning statewide elections quite handily since 1996, so anybody who suggests that we are confused or in disarray is very sadly mistaken. The governor doesn't underestimate any candidate, including Arnold, and I think that at this point, whatever you see in terms of other Democrats running are their own decisions. We try to keep Democratic unity together, and that's been the case. Dianne Feinstein never had any intentions to run for governor, so let's not give too much credit to Arnold in terms of trying to, quote, fake her out. You don't fake Dianne Feinstein out of anything. She's a responsible United States senator, and thank God she decided to stay in the U.S. Senate because she did the best thing for Californians, not necessarily the best thing for Dianne.
Well, this is Mickey Kaus. Governor Davis's whole strategy until now has been to keep other Democrats out of the race. How can you say that strategy isn't in sort of a shambles now? Because we have a whole passel of Democrats jumping into the race and in a sense, defying the governor.
Well, because the real issue here is the recall. It's not the other candidates. We've never paid attention to the other candidates. We try to keep other Democrats out, and obviously we have not been successful in that area. But the Democrats who have chosen to come in are probably not the most popular given the poll ratings that we've been seeing. The most popular Democrat still continues to be Dianne Feinstein, but she's chosen not to come into the race. The most popular Republican, Dick Reardon, far outweighing Arnold in his numbers among voters likely to vote in the election as late as last week, still had a sizable margin over Arnold. So I think we still have to hear from Dick Reardon. I understand he wasn't told about Arnold's decision, so he may decide in a peak to enter the race anyway.
Mr. Torres, I gather that this took you by surprise last night. Are you rethinking what you should do this morning?
No, because what we have consistently done from the outset of this campaign and what we did in 96 and 98 and 2000 and 2002 has been to stick to the truth, stick to the record. And quite frankly, if I had to run on any record, I think Gray Davis's record is far outdistances any other candidates in the race so far, announced or unannounced. And I think it's very clear that Arnold may have a degree in economics, but he doesn't know the facts in California. We're no longer the last state in the country in terms of spending per child in education. We're now to 23, and a lot of that credit is due to Governor Gray Davis for keeping the budget intact on spending on children.
State Democratic Chairman Art Torres, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll be talking to you again. Well, there he goes, Mickey. Now we have this kind of astounding situation, it seems to me. Huge movie star in the race, other statewide office holders jumping in. It's quite a jumble. What are pundits like yourself who write about? How do you see this one?
Well, one dynamic we haven't mentioned is the conventional wisdom going into this was that there was a whole pile of dirt out there on Arnold Schwarzenegger that negative campaigners could use against him. I don't know what it is. He has mentioned on The Tonight Show charges of womanizing. Who knows if Californians will care about that if there is some evidence of that. But that's the great unknown, is how much dirt is about to land on his head. And Gray Davis may have no idea, but I think Schwarzenegger may have no idea of how vicious a campaign can be because he's a movie star. People have treated him with kid gloves, you know?
They like him. Of course they like him. That's his whole thing, is to be liked. But it's a different thing now when you're running for office.
Well, that's right. But you know, credit Hiram Johnson and the guys who wrote the recall provision for writing something that brings out talent and candidates we never even dreamed of.
Thanks very much. Opinion and analysis from Slate's Mickey Kaus on Day to Day. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.